Capital Insider, sponsored by United for Oklahoma, tribal nations building unity and economic strength to benefit all Oklahomans. More at unitedforoklahoma.com. Oklahoma thrives together.
This is Capital Insider, where each week we take you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. In the final 2 weeks of this year, we're going to reveal our top 10 stories of 2024, as heard on Capital Insider. Sean, today we'll discuss stories 10 through 6, and in the final week of 2024, we'll announce our top 5. So you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Number 10, the legislature's open budget process.
It was about 1 year ago that Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat told us he had plans to make the budget process more transparent. That led to a series of open and live-streamed budget negotiation meetings between the Senate and the House, where other lawmakers, the public, and the press got to go through what were usually closed doors and watch the two sides, sometimes along with Governor Kevin Stitt, haggle over the fiscal year 2025 budget. In late May, the Senate, House, and Stitt agreed to and ultimately passed a $12.5 billion budget for the current fiscal year.
Number 9, and this one is one that was a few years coming, the legislature prioritizes state agency deferred maintenance projects.
That's right. And early in the legislative session, we talked about how proposals to address deferred maintenance might be the surprise issue of the 2024 session. Lawmakers ultimately approved a plan that provides $350 million for the deferred maintenance program for the current fiscal year, with 45% dedicated to state government buildings, 45% to the state regents for higher education, and 10% to Tourism and Recreation Department's state park system. And this program is set up to provide ongoing funding for agencies' deferred maintenance needs in future years.
Number 8 on our top 10 list, legal challenges to the governor's cabinet appointments.
In an opinion requested by Senator Mary Boren, a Norman Democrat, Attorney General Gettner Drummond ruled in February that Governor Stitt's then-Secretary of Transportation, Tim Gatz, could not also serve as an agency director. Stitt took the issue to district court, but lost when an Oklahoma County district judge ruled the governor's cabinet secretaries are state office holders, subject to the prohibition on dual office holding. Now, Stitt has found a way around that decision. He no longer appoints agency directors as cabinet secretary, but names them chief advisors instead. So as he noted several times over the summer, he can continue to receive their advice in their areas of expertise. Gatz, for example, is Stitt's chief transportation advisor.
Number 7 on our list, evolving state-tribal relations, which can more specifically be called Stitt-tribal relations.
Governor Stitt's relations with the tribe seemed to improve in 2024, and that was evidenced by a series of cigarette tax and motor tax compacts Stitt and the tribes were able to negotiate. The most recent, the motor vehicle tax compact with the Cherokee Nation, recently received approval of its tribal council and is expected to be considered by the Joint Committee on State-Tribal Relations December 30th. Now, it's worth noting that those compacts would have expired at the end of 2023 had the legislature not passed two bills that permitted them to be extended. And Stitt initially vetoed those bills, but the legislature overrode the vetoes during one of the 2023 special sessions.
And number 6 is something we haven't seen in Oklahoma in a long, long time. The longtime Speaker of the House, Charles McCall, and the Senate President Pro Tem, Greg Treat, both leave office at the same time.
McCall has been Speaker since 2017, and Treat served as Pro Tem since 2019. And never in history have the same two men led the House and the Senate through three legislatures. I suspect both their accomplishments as well as their well-known battles will be remembered for a long time in Oklahoma political circles.
So, that's the start of our top 10. Thanks, Sean.
You're very welcome.
On December 27th and 30th, our top 10 stories of the year countdown resumes with numbers 5 through 1. Until then, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor. Happy holidays, everyone.
We could all use a little help navigating the news these days. The Consider This podcast wants to give you a hand. 6 days a week, we'll help you make sense of the day's biggest news story and what it means for you in less than 15 minutes. Listen now to the Consider This podcast from NPR.